T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Today, we're joined by Bloomberg reporter Julia Love. So several company veterans at Google who helped lead the company's advertising business have been laid off in a round of cuts that may signal big changes coming to the tech giant. Julia, are these cuts just part of the mass layoffs that are hitting the tech sector right now, or does this seem to signal something bigger?
So this was a really interesting move that Google made. It workers across the company were affected by the layoffs, but as we took a closer look, we saw that five senior executives who had played a key role in building out their display advertising business were let go, and that business has come under antitrust scrutiny recently, with the Department of Justice suing Google and accusing them of running an illegal monopoly. So I think while these executives in some cases had moved on to other areas of the company, the departure does seem to raise questions about Google's commitment to this part of the business going forward.
Yeah, it certainly then indicates them walking it back a little.
I think that's certainly one potential implication. It's been a difficult business for them for years now, with a lot of privacy and antitrust scrutiny. Although I will say, in an interview with me last week, Google executives did reiterate their commitment to the ads-based internet business model.
Okay, what is the involvement with DoubleClick? How does that play into this?
So DoubleClick is an ad tech startup that Google acquired in 2007, and that acquisition is really what made the company the advertising powerhouse that it is today. And a handful of these executives who were let go had been a part of DoubleClick. That's how they joined the company, and they were with Google all the way through these layoffs in January.
Do you think that these layoffs, if they do indeed indicate a walking back of this kind of what the DOJ is looking at them for, is a defensive move? Like if they're trying to square up their position and what their argument or the defense against the DOJ investigation is going to be?
You know, we saw no indication in our reporting that the layoffs were related to the DOJ investigation. I think that's important to note. These layoffs did touch workers across the company. However, the display advertising business is a maturing business for Google, and so I think it's possible that for a variety of reasons, this might be an area where they will be, investing less going forward.
Julia, thanks very much for your time and your insight. That's Bloomberg reporter Julia Love.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back. Basketball is heating up. And the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.